Show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday, Jack, we were talking about this big cage fight. It's been absolutely enthralling, Tim and I, after the last few weeks. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, two big nerdy billionaires.
Yep, kind of ruining the world.
Yeah, yeah. One, the kind of leader of a big conglomerate called Meta, which encapsulates Facebook and Instagram, amongst other things, new one, Threads. And then you've got...
I'm loving this rundown.
I'm giving the, like, you know, the short
love
version.
Love this, yeah.
Elon Musk, who, you know, he's got lots of different ventures.
Yeah, X, Twitter.
Yep. Tesla.
Space travel, he's flying.
Going to space, absolutely. Yep. They set up one of them kind of threw the gauntlet down, like, hey, let's do it. Let's have a cage fight.
It was Threads versus, if it couldn't get in any nerdier, it was Threads versus Twitter.
Yeah.
That was what kind of set it all off, yeah.
And things kind of escalated when Elon Musk has been running his mouth, kind of saying, all right, I've been chatting to the Prime Minister of Italy and we're going to do it at the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Everyone's down for it. And then Zuckerberg's kind of like, call me when you're serious.
Well, Zuckerberg's been putting like octagons in his backyard.
He's
small.
Very serious about fighting.
He just seems like a serious, like he does when he does fun things. Like sometimes you'll see videos of him like surfing behind a boat, like kind of doing like a wakeboard, but on a surfboard kind of thing.
But just dead inside.
Yeah, he looks, he just looks unhappy, sad. He seems like a strange guy, but he seems to be the one who is saying, Musk isn't taking this seriously.
Yeah.
I'm ready to throw down. I'm in the best condition of my life. I want to fight this guy for honor and respect. and he then said, you know, yeah, Musk isn't taking it seriously. Musk then replied, Zuckerberg's a chicken.
Yeah.
What's
hilarious.
Come out today is the text messages, I guess, which preceded that more public stoush.
So what I find interesting about this is it's clearly been screenshot by Elon Musk because his messages are the ones in green.
Oh.
Have you noticed that?
I didn't. That's good by you.
Thank you. I know. Yeah. I'm a girl. This is what we do.
Wow.
You get many a screenshot as a girl in a group chat. But it
does speak to what we were talking about yesterday, where it looked on face value yesterday that Zuckerberg was the one that was being the tough guy. But then we're like, well, hang on a second. Like, does Musk have legitimate excuses to postponing the fight?
This is what I find hilarious because I don't know why he would want to release these text messages. If I were him, I'd be embarrassed about this. So let's do it. I'll be Elon Musk. You be Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
And let's read out the screenshot that's been circulating today.
Okay.
So it starts off with...
So you're Musk.
I'm Musk.
Yep.
Want to do a practice bout at your house next week?
Fair enough.
Hilarious question to start this conversation.
Yes. Zuckerberg doesn't say fair enough. So this is Zuckerberg then replies... If you still want to do a real MMA fight, then you should train on your own and let me know when you're ready to compete. I don't want to keep hyping something that will never happen, so you should either decide you're going to do this and do it soon, or we should move on.
He does sound like a robot. He does, which I think is fair enough, right? Like, he's like, let's stop hyping this up.
Yeah.
Let's just do it. Like, I'm not going to wrestle you in my backyard. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it properly.
But, okay, well then, is Musk, we're talking about two grown, like, not athletic necessarily men.
Zuck's had more training than
He's
Musk.
He's been working on it, but this is a new thing, right? So they're not known for fighting. They're known for money and having a lot of it and some tech stuff. So Musk is like, why don't we catch up, have a couple of beers and have a bit of a roll around in the backyard? Yeah. Maybe that's...
Zuckerberg's like, no, I want to do this for charity and we're gonna have a $1 billion fight in Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's like, I want to kill you for charity.
So Musk has responded with, I'll be in Palo Alto on Monday. Let's fight in your octagon. I've not been practicing much apart from a brief bout with Lex Fridman today. I mean... I think it sounds like Elon is trying to make this less of a thing. Unfortunately, he's already built it up. He wanted to fight at the Colosseum. He's already built it up way too much.
Yep.
he can't back out now.
Do you know what? So, Jess, this is the first time I'm engaging with this. And as it goes on, I'm getting around Musk more and more because I think he's having fun with it. He's like, yeah, let's do it. We'll book the Coliseum. Yeah, let's do it. We'll catch up in your backyard. I have a bit of a wrestle. Yeah, let's do it. Like, oh, I'm actually like haven't been practicing much because you've seen Zuckerberg's like
he's getting
doing 4,000 push-ups a day. Eyes still look dead. I mean, Musk might be the guy who's having a bit of fun with this.
If you ask me, Musk is the chicken. We're going to find out. We'll keep you posted as this rolls through because you know there's going to be another update tomorrow.
Don't worry. Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
I can't believe what I've discovered today. My mum sent us all a text in the family group chat yet again of a copy of a receipt from 1984. Why she still has this? I mean, talk about parental hoarders.
This is why you keep things. I love keeping
so
things.
So my sister is getting married on New Year's Eve this year.
And selfish.
I am getting... What do you mean selfish?
Can't take that day away from people.
It's going to be great. Already got plans for New Year's.
You have to say
it's amazing. And I am getting married March next year. So we've been in full wedding planning mode.
Easter, is it? Is that what you guys do? Just every holiday?
Just a few weeks before Easter, actually, mate. Did check. But no, she went into the archives, found her wedding reception contract. So as you know, Jack, you would have signed something similar when you did your wedding.
Yeah.
You have to sign a contract saying, all right, cool, this is how much we're going to pay. This is the things that we want. And everyone signs so that on the day you've got the contract to look over.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, these are the things. So my parents got married at Embassy Receptions in Hawthorne.
Right. So is that just like is that a place that exclusively did weddings?
I believe so. It was like a reception venue.
How many people?
Wow. This was the first thing that kind of stood out to me on this thing. Because on the form it said minimum number of persons, 400.
Holy demon.
Minimum, Jack.
That's massive.
That was the minimum amount of people they could invite to their wedding. Usually the minimums start around, like, what, 50 these days? Like,
I mean,
20 maybe?
Yeah.
Like, micro-weddings are a big thing now.
You're at a festival if there's more than 200 people.
I don't think I know 400 people to invite 400 people to my wedding. Minimum 400 people. So that was something that stood out to me. I was
for
like,
sure.
Wow. Then it goes on to discuss the menu. So pre-dinner, drinks on the table. They were going to have some dips, cheeses, and salads. Very woggy wedding. The first course, fish. Which is interesting because my dad definitely wouldn't have eaten that. I don't know. It just says fish.
Yeah.
Second course, you could either choose a chicken or a beef dish.
That's pretty standard, yeah.
They were going to finish off with an ice cream sundae.
See, that's fun.
You know, that's old school, right?
80s were a good time. Smorgies was like, that was a place that was at the top of a list for people to go and visit. Can we please go to Smorgies? That was junk.
Imagine.
Of course we should have sundaes at the end of a wedding.
A 400 ice cream sundaes out for
now
the table.
Now you've got to put on an espresso martini on for everyone.
And you're like, okay, so three-course menu. That must have been pretty pricey, especially for 400 people. Price per person, $15.30. Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding? Most of the venues that I looked at, minimum $150 to $200 per person. $15.30, Jack.
I wonder what you're earning a week back then, like comparative to now. How does it all scale? Because
I think
like you'd buy like, you know, a six pack of beers and a deck of smokes for like 40 cents.
Well, so my partner Akshay, who's like an engineer by trade, he's very logical and he's thinking immediately goes to like the inflation calculator, and $15.30 in 1984 is worth $56.60 today.
Right.
So it's $56 per head is what they paid for 400 people. That is obscene.
Wow.
It made me go, I wish we had the 80s wedding still.
Yeah.
Like, and also, I'm going to ask my wedding venue if we can have ice cream sundaes for the dessert because that sounds like a fun, just a sundae bar.
Yes.
Imagine going to a wedding.
Frog in the pond.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can make jelly for 100 people. Yeah. It's not 400.
Yeah, you could wrestle in it.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
think we can guess it?
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Oh, Jack, I hope you'll be as impressed with my singing skills as you are with my spelling skills.
Nice.
We are going to be spelling some names right now. 52232955. If you have a name, we want to spell it. We want to give you the thrill of hearing your name spelt correctly, maybe for the first time ever.
Or add ourselves to the long list of disappointments.
Okay. Confidence, bro. I believe we have Flynn on the phone. Flynn, are you there?
Yep.
All right, Flynn, what name do you want us to spell today, mate?
Field.
Field.
Okay. Is
Field your surname?
No, it's my dad's name.
Your dad's name.
Field. So is it like Field of Dreams kind of? Is that the areas that we're in, Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Jack, hey, take it away.
What wonderfully creative parents your father has, number one. I am going to guess if it's like Field of Dreams, then I'm going to go for F-I-E-L-D.
Yeah, that's correct.
Hey, what
a beautiful name.
is Dad there, Flynn?
Yeah. Thank you. No one Dad. Gets it right. It's a nightmare.
No one ever gets it right. Oh, my God. Did you get that thrill, Field?
I got the non-Field thrill, yeah.
Hey, Field, do you ever get the nickname, Dreams or Dreamer?
Magnetic field, Field of Dreams, play the field.
Where did the name come from?
My parents knew someone with the name, so they weren't hippies, but they named me after someone they knew.
Right, because my follow-up question was, were they pretty active in the 70s? But you've answered that. Thanks so much, Field. Appreciate that.
We've also got Ursula. Ursula, what name do you want us to spell?
That name, Ursula.
Ursula. So many different options.
Is there?
Well, I mean, I think the most famous, of course, from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, of course.
That's... Are you a big fan of The Little Mermaid, Ursula?
No, my actual name was given to me from my mother, from Ursula Andress, the actress in James Bond.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Which James Bond?
Yeah. Ursula Andress.
But which Bond was it? Was it GoldenEye?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Sorry. Don't know.
That's a bit of knowledge that that's a good one to know.
Yeah, okay.
The next time that somebody's spelling your name on the radio.
I'm gonna go with the traditional spelling then. U-R-S-U-L-A.
Correct.
Hey, that's two from two.
That's so good.
A lot of people don't get that. I have to spell my name all the time, anywhere I order food or anything. So you've done well.
Did you get that little thrill when you heard it spelt correctly?
It did, actually.
Oh, good. That's what we like to deliver.
Ursula,
I'm glad we finally did.
How are some of the... How are they being spelt? Like, what are some of the variations you're getting of Ursula?
double L. Like, you'd be amazed. Especially E. For some reason, everyone puts E in front of it on the pizza shop.
They're wrong, Ursula.
There are some
they?
Absolute morons out there, aren't there, Ursula?
Is a very unusual name.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we could give you that thrill today, mate. Congrats. Yeah.
You get a medal, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, mate. A medal. Well, and 46 names spelled correctly for the year, Jack.
Yeah.
Not bad. Tim's going to be very impressed when he comes back from his mat leave.
Two from two.
Yeah. Let's bring it back again next week.
Field sounded like a nice man.
He really did.
Yeah.
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual...
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
We're talking about things you've borrowed from the workplace on 52232955, because Scotty Cam has come out and admitted that he has nicked a few things from the sets of The Block over the years.
I wonder why he did that.
I mean, he'd have access, right?
I guess he feels so comfortable in his job that he's like, he's trying to get fired.
Do you think he walks around going, I'm Scotty Cam? If you just put this fridge on the back of my truck, please.
Yeah. I reckon he takes the mug out of somebody's hand while they're drinking and says, that's actually mine now.
Well, he's actually said that he has a whole shed full of stuff. He became a bit of a hoarder for building materials and appliances and stuff. In fact, his own children have often raided his stash of stuff when they are furnishing their own homes. So he must have had a fair bit.
Well, that part of the house, knowing that your dad's taken it, yeah. It has no kind of value really to dad.
Yeah.
That would just be an absolute free-for-all frenzy in
You'd
there.
You'd be fighting all the other siblings.
That's my DeLonghi toaster. Is that the name of the brand?
DeLonghi's a brand. Cool. I don't know if they're a block sponsor.
The only
one I know of is McCafe, but I don't even know if they're still part of it.
Look at this cheeseburger. Do you reckon dad will notice if this is gone?
We've got Nick from Port Arlington on 52232955. Nick, tell us, what do you borrow from the workplace?
Oh, well, real quick, I used to know the VB rep, and I tell you, he had a shed full of beer and posters. And this was years after he quit. But anyway, I run a trivia and music bingo business on the side, right?
Okay.
And
great hustle.
I often forget to print out the answer sheets and the bingo sheets every week. So I'm kind of, the place I work for, it's a national company. They're not going to miss a couple of hundred pages of paper a week, surely. Like,
wow.
Printing work, is a great one.
Oh, they're like, what are you, you're printing a lot out? I'm like, oh, yeah, lots of contracts this week, lots of paperwork to do this week, yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
You don't need to look at it, it's fine.
You're not leaving, you're not leaving the workplace with sort of black duffel bags full of A4 paper as if you're, in the movie Snatch.
It's a victimless crime, Nick.
You're just printing a lot.
Yeah, it's paper and toner, but just, they're already combined together into a form that you can't put back now. So it's too late. May as well take them.
Nick, I am constantly printing in colour in this building, and I've been told multiple times to stop printing in colour.
Yeah.
I'll print in colour to the day I die.
Yeah.
You watch me.
Do it.
You've given me the inspiration.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Reason that companies were born for printing stuff.
Home printers.
Big printers, which eventually let everybody down at some point.
You've been working here for 2 weeks. I saw you using the printer the other day.
Yeah, scanning some photos.
That wasn't
working. We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.